But look at the result of fear. What happens when they have that type of mentality? Joshua 17 and verse number 12, it says here, "Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. Yet it came to pass when the children of Israel were waxing strong that they put the Canaanites to tribute, but did not utterly drive them out." So we see that even in Numbers, God commanded and said, look, when you go into this land, make sure you drive them all out. Don't leave anyone behind. And what do? They left them behind. Even to the point that they basically taxed them just to live in that land. That's not what God wanted. God didn't want you to just like get along with them and hire them and have them work for you and you can tax them and just do whatever you want in that regard. No, he said, wipe them all out.
Yep.
But you know what God told them that was going to happen? They're going to be thorns in your sides and pricks in your eyes. This ultimately will be your downfall. And how do we apply that spiritually to churches today? Those churches that did not want to obey the Lord and just go into every city and preach the gospel, ultimately that's going to be their demise.
Yep.
Why? Because what gets someone more fired up than going to a city like Compton, seeing a bunch of people saved? You get excited about those things. But you know what? When your church is not doing that, the people don't get fired up. Then it becomes lukewarm. It begins to get cold. People begin to get carnal and fleshly and worldly. And what does the pastor do in order to keep people in the church? They got to put the hoochie mamas up here with the CCM music to try to keep them in. Which ultimately, what will happen? That will be their demise.
Amen.
You see, you think of a church like Lancaster Baptist Church.
Come on, preach it.
They started hard, man. Paul Chappell used to preach hard, from what I heard. Okay? He used to be a great soul winner. But you compare where he's at, where he was at 10 years ago, or even 20 years ago, to where he's at now, it's a vast difference. What happened? They didn't drive out all the inhabitants. They didn't obey the Lord completely. And what happened, they began to get more wise and, you know, they have the wisdom of this world and say, well, you know, if we bring in the CCM, the hell songs and all these things, you know, that's how we're going to keep the people. No, that's your demise, Paul Chappell.
Yeah, right.
Your church is going to get destroyed because of that. God's going to remove your candlestick from your church. And they have this attitude where if you can't beat them, join them. Tax them, you know. If we can't beat them, just let them live in the land and we'll tax them. They want to pattern themselves after the liberal churches of this world. That's not the way to go about it.